In the wake of tragedy, we naturally look for some sort of meaning. We understand it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, it's divine providence, that guides whatever happens in the world, and sometimes it's a Tova Meitiv, and sometimes Rachmana Litzlan, it's a Dayan HaEmes that needs to be made. And in our confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not act randomly, it's imperative to us, we feel that yearning, that need to find meaning. But don't misunderstand me. Finding meaning is in no way synonymous with finding the reason why something happens. Hashem put us in a generation, we don't have the Navi to guide us, we don't have the Urim V'Thummim to enlighten us. So there's no way we can be expected, and therefore we ought not to try understanding the reason why events, and certainly horrific events such as what happened on Shabbos at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, take place. But at the same time, to not find meaning and to not connect in some way, personally or communally, to the tragedy in a way that lets us improve ourselves is equally foolish. Hashem sends us wake-up calls in life in so many different ways. And to turn the blind eye to the blaring alarm of the events of Shabbos would also be tragic. I have different thoughts that have been weighing on my mind for the last 2 days. And in the interest of the short time that we have now, I'll share one of them, not even the most profound, but perhaps the most tangible. This past Shabbos, at the very moments that our brothers and sisters were being savagely killed by this Russia Marusha in Pittsburgh, we were reading from the Torah, right here in Shul. And we read about Avraham Avinu got up in the morning to the Akedah, and he traveled El HaMakom, he went to the place. To Har Moriah. And the Gemara Brachos on the Avav HaMabez learns from this very pasuk the special quality of being Koveya Mokom Letfila, of establishing a set place to daven. Amar Bichelbo Amar Avhuna, Bichelbo said Nim Avhuna, Kol Koveya Mokom Letfila, so anybody who establishes a set place for his davening, Elokei Avraham Be'ozro. The God of Avraham is there to help him. Ukeshemesim, when such a person dies, Omrim lo, ey anav, ey chasid, what happened to this humble one? What happened to this pious one? Mitalmido shel Avraham Avinu. This person who is a student of Avraham. And the Mefarshim are bothered. Humility? Anava. What does that have to do with establishing a set place to daven? How do we know to mourn the person who is koveya makom letfiloso by saying, what happened to the humble one? What about being koveya makom letfilah shows any humility? The Tzlach explains that the Shechina is Shorah, the Divine Presence is where you daven. And when you come back the next time, it's waiting there to help you. And someone who goes elsewhere, it's almost as if he's saying, I've got this covered. I don't need the help. That's one approach. Rav Yashiv Zechon Livracha, Al Derech HaDrush explains, in a very sharp but true way. You know, oftentimes, why don't people come to shul? Why don't people come back to the same place to daven? It's because they have complaints about the place they daven. I didn't get the amud, I didn't get an aliyah, I had yurts, I think I forgot, I don't like the chazanim, I don't like the assistant rabbi. All the different things that could possibly go wrong. And the person goes to daven elsewhere. But the person who's an anav, he can stay put. He's humble. He stays in shul. He stays in his makom because he understands it's not about me. It's so much larger. It's so much bigger. It's about a makom tefillah. It's about the shul. It's about the tzibur. It's about the community. It's about this place of hashras hashchina, where God's presence rests. And when we hear of Jews being killed because they are Jews, it's a punch in our gut. It really, really hurts. And when we hear it happens in a synagogue, in a temple of worship, it hurts even more. A place of prayer has been defiled. I'd suggest that our answer has to be chizuk, a strengthening in our own appreciation of our makom tefillah, of our shul, and of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. A colleague was telling me that he received the text on Motzoi Shabbos. Do you think Shul will be emptier next Shabbos? Emptier? Emptier? Chas v'shalom. It should be fuller than ever. We should join together to strengthen our makomos of tefillah. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciate the places He brings His Shechina to rest amongst us, how much we appreciate our shuls. It's so easy to find excuses not to come to shul. It's too far, it's too cold, it's too long. As a small step this Shabbos, let's try to be koveya makom in shul. To be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, to humble ourselves like Avraham, and to be present, to be here in shul. And if you normally don't make it Friday night, come Friday night. And if you normally don't make it for Mincha Shabbos afternoon, come Shabbos afternoon. And if you normally don't make it back for Ma'ariv Motzoi Shabbos, come back for Ma'ariv. And if you normally daven all of those tefillos b'tzibur, but you daven on the block, come to shul. Shut down the block minyanim for a Shabbos. It's not easy. It's different. It's going to require effort. It requires humility. It requires being a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. But we're a strong people. Come to a shul with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, where the Shechina is Shora and waiting for you to come. And when you come to shul, and when those who normally come to shul come back to shul, let us daven, just daven. Focus on tefillah. No distractions, no talking, just davening and sharing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciate our shuls, what His shul means to us. And may the effort we exert in our dedication to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses be a merit for the 11 Kedoshim murdered last Shabbos at the Tree of Life Synagogue. And may we soon merit the days when Olasa Tikpats Pia V'chol HaRisha Kula Ka'ashon Tichle, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is revealed. B'mheirah V'yaminu. Amen.